Our next patient is Charmaine, Charmaine Turk, T-U-R-K, dated for 10/16, please, if you would. Ms. Turk was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient currently is in her eighth benefit period, extending from 9/13/2025 to 11/11/2025. Ms. Turk is staying with her niece, Chandra, S-H-A-N-D-R-A. At this time, patient's hospice diagnosis is, darn it. History of CVA, also suffers from hypertensive heart disease, COPD, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, obesity, seizure disorder, and type 2 diabetes, period. I'm glad to report that her blood sugars are controlled because of her weight loss related to her hospice diagnosis. Her MAC is at 31 centimeter. Her O2-sat today was at 96% with a blood pressure of 150 over 92, pulse is 88. Patient has a PPS of 40%. And has decreased appetite, has bouts of aspiration, and requires to be watched when she eats. She's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinence, period. She's showing decreased decline. Had her hospital. She was also hospitalized. She was also sent to the emergency room because of unresponsiveness, which proved to be related to her seizure disorder, period. She's short of breath with activity. She wears oxygen. She states that she used to wear oxygen at night, but not anymore because she's lost weight. She doesn't feel like she needs it. She belongs to New York Heart Association Class 3 with shortness of breath with activity, period. Patient also has a history of DVT and currently taking Eliquis for this reason, period. She has issues with sleeping. I reviewed her medication today. I'm going to discuss the findings with hospice medical director. She's both on Seroquel 50 milligram and Remeron 15 milligram. I would recommend reducing the Remeron to 7.5 milligram because at a lower dose, it has more of a somnolence effect and it would help her with nighttime sleep, period. Her dysphagia and as bouts of aspiration is related to her stroke, of course. She has a 1 to 2 plus pedal edema at this time. She has become more forgetful with decreased mentation. Requires help with all transfers. She's at high risk of fall, period. She's now eating about 40% of her meals, hence the reason for the weight loss. Patient continues to decline as far as her CVA is concerned, with bouts of dysphagia, increased shortness of breath, increased debility, weakness, left-sided weakness, which is worse than it was previously, most likely related, obviously related to her stroke and subsequently related to her increased debility. Related to her hospice diagnosis, she remains at a high risk of falls, requires the help of Chandra, S-H-A-N-D-R-A, her niece and her husband, Chandra's husband, to be able to move in order to reduce her chances of risk of fall. Patient's overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. That's on Charmaine Turk. Thank you so much for dictating this, transcribing this one.